Coast to coast on the World Wide Web, this is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. Norm Borg with you from the home office at Rideau Carlton Raceway. You know, for a lot of drivers, getting 1,000 wins in a career is a big deal. Well, my next guest is going to hit that plateau, and he's going to be the youngest individual to do so. Doug McNair is up next on this week's edition of Trot Radio. We're on the verge of history as driver Doug McNair approaches 1,000 lifetime wins, and when he hits that milestone, he'll be the youngest driver in harness racing history to do so. Doug's with us on the other end of my line. Welcome to Trot Radio, young man.
Thanks for having me.
Well, you know, you hit $1 million in earnings in your first season. You're about to add another first to your resume. Was this all part of your goals for 2010? Because I'll tell you, if it was, you've got a future as a motivational speaker. I'll tell you that.
No, I've just been taking it as it's coming, and it's, everything's coming, shaping up together real quick, and it's unbelievable, really.
You must have had some sense of what you wanted to accomplish in 2010. So could you tell us what that might have been, and how surprised were you that you obviously, you know, superseded that?
Well, I just wanted to match my record from last, or my stats from last year, and I've overcome that already, and like you said, on the verge to, I need about 24 more wins to get 1,000, so I just got to stay in the bike and hope everything works out.
Oh, well, all you got to do is just wait to get the mounts at Western Fair and you'll be there.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah.
For sure. I mean, you're obviously setting that half miler on fire. What are your goals for 2011?
I haven't really thought about too many goals, but it'd be nice to try to match my stats for this year again. You just try to take every year as it comes.
And just beat your previous best, really.
Yeah.
Well, you haven't been aiming that high, but you sure have been hitting high, and it's a great thing to see, especially somebody of your age. I mean, there are guys who go through their whole career not even getting close to 1,000 wins. Now, I'm sure you and your family were hit hard last year when you lost Trail Boss, especially after winning the battle with him in 2008. You probably had high hopes for him as a three-year-old. This year, you and your dad have bounced back. You're campaigning another three-year-old, Arcash Hanover, to multiple stakes wins, including, of course, Confederation Cup, which finally got settled. What's it been like being behind that horse?
Oh, it's a big thrill. Every race is, you're sitting behind a real nice animal, and he's great on a half mile, and he's been unbelievable. Like you said, we lost Trail Boss, and he was kind of the horse that got me started, and got things where they're at today, and then to be able to jump back another nice three-year-old, it's just a big thrill.
I got to wonder that you must be the, I'm sure this has already been established, but that win in the battle would have probably made you the youngest driver to win that particular race, wasn't it?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah,
that's what I thought. Yeah. You mentioned that Arcash Hanover obviously races well on the half-mile track. Will he be going to Northfield for the Cleveland Classic?
Yeah, I think they're gonna check his blood and temperature and everything this week, and if everything's all right, I think they're gonna take him down there. Yeah.
Now I jog horses in the morning, and there's a heck of a big difference between what I do and what you do. But you know, some horses are better than others. What's it like when you're behind a horse that's got a soft mouth that responds well to what you're hoping it can do? Is it a lot like driving a car?
Oh yeah, he's real nice to drive. Like he grabs on a little bit, but he's got a real, like you said, he's got a real nice mouth on him, and oh, he's just a tank to sit behind. He's a big going horse, and he's easy to drive. Really, he just changes gears. Ask him whatever you want him to do. He usually does it for you.
If you'll suffer another amateur question here, being able to take him back and rev him back up again, is he able to do that?
Yeah, like. I kind of got some trouble with him there one night in the Simcoe. I thought I was second over. I thought the one was clearance, so I revved him up, and actually I was up three high. It ended up not working out, and he get it all for us. But I grabbed into him and I brought him right back down second over. Like going clips like that, and most horses won't relax like he does, but he does everything right.
That's a real intelligent horse there. Any word on the plan for Arcash Hanover at 4?
I don't know what they're going to do with him. I know. Hopefully, they're going to take him down to Cleveland, and I think that'll be his last race, the three-year-old, and leave that up to my dad there. What he wants to do with him next year.
Yeah. I got to tell you, just as an aside, I never saw your dad smile bigger than he did the day that you guys won the Molson's Pace with...
Eagle Luck.
Thank you. Yeah. He was just beaming that day, I got to tell you. Now, he's got a stablemate, OK Commander. They're also planning a comeback at 4. Do you have an update on him?
Yeah, he's still resting up right now. I think he starts back jogging next month. Mm-hmm. And hopefully he'll be ready as a 4-year-old.
What are your thoughts on these two 4-year-olds going against some of the big boys, like Won the West, Big Time Ball? Obviously, R.K. Schanover can handle the older horses. He just won the Open at Woodbine. What's your feeling about OK Commander?
OK Commander, Dad actually, he likes him. He thinks he thought he was a better horse going into this year, obviously, because he staked him up a lot higher. But the other horse, actually, he actually turned right around this year. And I don't know, they're both pretty competitive horses. And I don't know, it's tough for a 4-year-old going against an aged horse, or like you said, Eric Ash Hanover, 3-year-old, he beat the open horses. But you never know. It's you got to try them out here first and go from there, I guess.
Yeah, and you'll pardon my mispronunciation of Eric Ash Hanover. I have a problem with that. Sorry. It's been a great year for you guys. Not only have you posted career numbers this year, but right beneath the radar screen, your dad, Greg, has done the same thing with his seasonal best in wins and purses. What do you think makes him such a good horseman?
I don't know. I love driving for him. It's a lot different driving for him than some other guys. I'll drive a horse for him, and it won't race any good at all. And he'll have it right back in the next week, and it'll be a different horse. I don't know what's up. I don't know what he does, but he's very sharp, and mm-hmm. obviously he's helped me and got me to where I am today.
Do you think horsemen of that caliber just have a sixth sense about this sort of thing? I mean, now I look at myself, and you know, I could maybe spot a little bit of lameness in a horse, but if it's more subtle, you know, I'm euchred. But I would imagine somebody like your dad has got that innate sense of saying, yeah, he's sore right there. Whereas I would be going, huh?
Yeah, for sure. Everything just, I guess, comes natural to him. He's been in the sport for a long time, but yeah, he's one of the sharpest for sure. Like even a 2-year-old or a yearling, I mean, like when he's training them down, he'll be sitting behind him and he'll say, "Oh, that one paddles a little left front," or something particular like that. You know, like most normal people or most people wouldn't even notice it, and he picks everything up. And yeah, he's real sharp when it comes to lameness or.
Yeah.
Getting them hung up right, getting their hobbles right.
And getting them right in such a big hurry, too.
Yeah, he gets them ready for them big races. He's one of the best for that.
And, yeah.
It's a real thrill to be able to drive for him.
What's the best advice Dad's ever given you?
Well, he's got lots of good advice. He don't say too much about the driving part. Like he tells just like anybody, just be nice to everybody. Like goes around, comes around, you know, that type of stuff. But when it comes to driving, he's easy going anyways. So mm-hmm. unless I really screw up, then he'll tell me. I usually know what I do. So
he doesn't have to tell you.
No.
Yeah. Well, listen. Continued success. Keep up the good work, young man. And we look forward to seeing you piling up win after win after win as you go about your career. Thank you so much for being with us, Doug McNair.
Thanks a lot, Don. Thanks for having me.
Take care now.